father. Or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome back to The Good Life. Don't forget, we started at 12:05. You should have been here. If you were, cool. Thanks. Now, if you ever miss segments or you're out and about, you're traveling all across the country, you can go to goodlifeguide.com, follow the link to listen now or get podcasts, or you can go direct to knssradio.com. Upper right corner, there's a listen live button, and just below it is podcast. Hover down over one to the right, and boom, you've got over 2 years of programming. So do that. And goodlifeguide.com is a great resource for past shows and information about some of the books I've talked about, some of the winemakers we've featured, and things like that. Today, we're featuring a talented chef, a mom, a businesswoman. Rowena Scherer has put together eattoexplore.com. That's her website. She's been in Reader's Digest, Forbes, Today, CNN, The New York Times, USA Today. She's very busy, but Rowena, like I said in the beginning, I don't know how you did it, but yes, you traveled a lot and you eat a lot and you love food and you're an educator, but A Taste of the World is probably one of the most creative cookbook, family entertainment book, A Celebration of Global Flavors is the subtitle, and that really is something that I think we could use a lot more of. When you decided to do the book, did you go back to some of these places? Did you just fall back on your great memories and research? Tell us about the beginnings of the book.
Very interesting. So the country, so we have 23 countries, actually 24 countries, because we have a German baking for the holiday baking kit. We have 24 countries. And when I first started, it's primarily countries I've been I've lived in. And then as we get to the newer boxes, we actually now working directly with a lot of local chefs on each of the country. So the interesting part is, you know, when I live everywhere I go or if I travel, it's always about where is the best restaurant, what do they eat, what is the, best local cuisine, and where's the market, and what are the ingredients. So it just comes naturally to me to be curious about each country's culture and food. And so when I put that book together, first of all, the Eat to Explore as a product came first. And then the cookbook was the result of all my customers who loved the recipes and said, wow, could you put a cookbook together where we can, treasure every single one of them in a nice way. So when I first started putting the book together, it was self-published in 2022, and just a small quantity, it was sold out in a month. So therefore, last year, I said I need to, properly put the book together and have it published. And now it's published by Seven Sisters, which is amazing. It's a collection of recipes from all our Eat to Explore countries.
Well, I want to take the time to do this to pique interest from my listeners. I'm looking at the index page. There's a great introduction that tells you the how and why to use the book, but more importantly, explore Asia, Japan, China, India, Singapore, South Korea. Explore Europe, you can guess, France, Greece, Italy, Spain, Sweden, the United Kingdom. Africa and Middle East, Ethiopia, Kenya, Morocco, Lebanon, Israel. Explore the Americas, and you think of America, and you think of us. Nah, this is Brazil, Mexico, Peru, and then both northern and southern USA. And if that doesn't get you a little excited, wait till you hear about some of the recipes. Where of those countries, where have you spent the most time, or which country had the most impact cuisine-wise in your life?
You know, it's a little bit unfair because I'm Chinese, so obviously, and I've been all over Asia. So I'm a little biased with Asian food because I just feel like there's so much, you know, flavor and you know, different spices and sauces that comes out of it. So I naturally gravitate to Asia.
Yeah.
But Europe has, you know, like South America. I mean, Peru has like the most amazing food. And as I dive into it, I was actually working with a chef, like all the potatoes. So every dish, even though they have a Chinese and Japanese influence, they put potatoes in it because potato is everything they eat. Like that's where the origin of potato comes from. So it's just fascinating as I put together all these different countries and I learn more on how small the world could be, right? But going back to the cookbook, which I always find is very different than other cookbooks, is every recipe, we show steps and a photo of the steps, right? So it's not just full of text, it's actually images of each of the steps to make it easier. And I also added, I call it like the skill level with chef hats, because as you know, some kids, you need adult supervision. So when it's showing as a tree chef hat, you know that the parent needs to help out when it's actually, you know, using stove or grill. And so every step has sort of a skill level and every step has an image of the step.
While you were talking, I browsed the Asia section and, you know, the maps that you have drawn are just so informative, just in the casual observance of the picture. It tells you about where the food came from. And then I opened it up to salmon or chicken teriyaki with sauteed spinach and rice. This is simple cuisine, but you look at the ingredients, what you'll need, and then you look at the photographs and the each step, like you said, covers everything you need to know to put this whole dish together and get it on a beautifully presented on a dish to serve to your guests, your family, your kids. And this salmon or chicken teriyaki. First off, you must know I like teriyaki anything. but you know, this is something that is so kid fun because there's something about teriyaki that kind of conveys a perception of sweetness and, and it, anything, whether it's chicken, salmon, I like it on flank steak. I marinate flank steak in teriyaki and garlic.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
And there's another benefit. You know, if they go to the website, if they order ingredients and the seasonings, great. And if they have the book and can open the pages or go to the website and watch some of the entertaining videos, it really makes it a fun deal. And I think making the kitchen part of this fun is not only good for kids, but it's good for, I started to say older kids, but, you know, postgraduate college students, new families.
Young adults.
That's the best way to say it. Now, okay, so right next door to Japan and China and moving towards the West is India. You know, I can tell if I'm going to like Indian cuisine at the restaurant I walk into by the smells coming from the kitchen.
Yes.
And looking at the pictures of your meatball curry with the naan bread and sautéed cabbage, I say this all the time. I wish they had scratch and sniff so you could smell what that's like. But did you spend a good bit of time in India, or is that just something you did research on?
Yeah. No, I actually worked in India for a while. In my previous life. Yeah.
You know, that it's just so interesting to have all those different hookups. Sorry. You should always learn to turn your phone off. And I did not do that. The different ingredients and the different aromatics. And, of course, you know, goat and the spices, the heat of Indian food is completely different than the warmth and heat from Mexican food, from jalapeno peppers.
Yeah.
You know, and...
Well, you know, one thing I wanted to say, though, Guy, spice doesn't necessarily translate to heat spice, right? That's what I'm trying to teach the family and children, too. Like, you can have a palate for spice, and it doesn't have to burn you.
Right.
And therefore, you know, that's very important. Because people shy away from spice or Indian food because they think it's going to be burning their mouth. But it's not true. You can, you know, reduce the chili, and you still use the cumin and the coriander, and they're still flavorful spice meal without being like heat, like, yeah, burning heat.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, we need to take one more break, but I want to come back and talk a little bit about some of your fondest memories and food experiences in Europe. And then, of course, right here in the Americas, because, when you think of Mexican food, how it is just taken. I think we have more Mexican restaurants here in Wichita than any other place I've ever lived or even visited. And some of the things you provide are great. So stay with us. We'll take a quick break, folks. I'm glad you're with us. Don't forget goodlifeguide.com to learn about what's coming up next week. And boy, it's going to be fun. This book is so cool. You just got to get a copy, okay? So go to goodlifeguide.com. There's a link. You can go direct to eattoexplore.com right now. The book is not out yet at your bookstore or on Amazon. But at eattoexplore.com, you can order a copy right now. But you can hold off a little bit and save a copy on Amazon, and it'll be shipped to you as soon as it comes in stock. I'm Good Life Guy. I hope you'll stay with us. More food, wine, and fun for your ears after this short break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled B-A-B-B-E-L.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.